Four anti-government protest leaders surrender in Bangkok after government forces stormed their encampment. Redshirt protesters had brought an area of the Thai capital to a halt for 6 weeks with their protests calling for the dissolution of government. But their tyre and bamboo barricades proved little match for military armoured personnel carriers and state troops shooting live rounds. Clashes between protesters and government troops had become increasingly bloody. The latest government crackdown saw troops storm the protesters' encampment, forcing the protest leaders to surrender and resulting in the deaths of at least four people. A freelance Italian photographer was also shot and killed in the violence. The government announced on television that a nighttime curfew until 6 a.m. will be imposed to help restore order. A government spokesman said the curfew will enable them to ensure security for Bangkok residents and foreigners.
During the night, we will be able to make sure that stability, security are provided for the residents of Bangkok, including foreign residents and travelers in Bangkok.
Sporadic violence has continued in the capital, and thick black smoke billowing out across the city serves as a reminder that the crisis isn't over yet. Protesters set fire to at least 17 buildings, including the Thai Stock Exchange, a department store complex, and the local Channel 3 television station. Although some protest leaders gave themselves up, other protesters have vowed to keep going.
I won't stop fighting. I won't give up as long as we haven't had justice, haven't had democracy. Thailand will still be like this. We have a lot of leaders in other provinces.
In the northeast, a red shirt stronghold, protesters stormed a town hall complex, setting the building ablaze and confronting government forces. The violence attributed to the protests and subsequent government crackdown has claimed at least 68 lives and wounded more than 1,700 since demonstrations began in mid-March. Simon Hanna, Reuters.